Third one was a 50-miler, and that was a little bit harder, around the lake, beautiful. Daddy Beer had fireworks, and I think three went up eventually, which was rather sad, but, you know, it was very nice.
Sanjay, you're 40 years old. It's Guru's 48th birthday, and you said, hang it all, I'm going to run this thing.
It was the second one.
Second one. Yeah, I mean, that's right. He was 48 yeah. years old.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And it must have been a little scary.
It was. I found the best way was actually just mentally turn off, you know, trying to think about it.
What kind of training do you remember doing at
4 years
old?
Well, not much. Back home in Ipswich, we're fairly near the seaside. The seaside town is Felixstowe, and that's about 11 miles away. And I did there and back, and that was the longest one I did, really, to try and train for it.
So how far is it to Felixstowe?
11 miles to Felixstowe, about 11 miles back.
That would be something like 22.
And I remember calling in on an Indian takeaway at 1 o'clock in the morning, asking them for water.
Sorry, you're out there in the middle of the night running the 22
yeah.
miles?
Yeah. Well, it's the only time you can do it, brother.
Now, you were here to watch the first one, though.
No, I think it was a family. And I think ex-wife and the children, it was their turn. You know, we took it in turns in those days.
And so you'd heard about this thing a year in advance, basically, it was going on. And it must have seemed very difficult to do, but it was worthwhile to do it, because why?
Well, it was a challenge, and we were exhorted to do it. It was very good for us. And actually, it was a lot better than I thought.
Well, what would be the good, if you can recall, I mean, it's been a while ago, what were the best parts about coming out here in this dusty old track in the middle of the night?
I think the ones, you were on your own a lot of it, and you could really go in on yourself quite a bit, and that was quite fun. It was torture there too, but I think actually just by turning off I found the easiest to deal with it. But the trouble was, I think on the last one, I only did three of them, the last one I wasn't that fit at all, and you walked about, I think I walked about 7-8 miles. Now that's quite, it goes on a long time, and that draws the thing out a lot. But you see, I did about, as I say, I think at 8:35, something like that, and that kept going. It meant you were running most of the time. And you just paced yourself. You try to calculate what you could do and when you should walk a little bit and when you shouldn't and what have you. So,
so you've immediately after that, obviously, you found a new role by being part of the scene back here. So it's a bit different, but it's still kind of nice.
They're fun. Actually, here, we've got some excellent lads. They're very good. One or two to drop off, but they're very good.
What would you call your responsibilities then?
Very limited. I'm exceedingly minor official.
As a minor official, what are you looking over for here? Making sure the guys are sitting at their chairs with pencils?
No, they're fine. These ones are always very competent lads. But they need a bit of food every now and then. Every now and then they get a bit sleepy. You have to wake them up a bit, the little massage. We've got to check figures every now and then. And sometimes we've got three Sergeys, and they keep popping up. Makes life complicated.
Well, one of the neat things is that I'm sure from time to time you just kind of pinch yourself and remember, by the way, it is Guru's birthday.
Well, that's right. Usually that, I mean, today when we were lining up for the start, somebody came to us, actually it's 12 o'clock and it's Guru's birthday.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Thanks, brother.